From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton with this statewide and local news update. Six candidates are seeking three Juneau area seats in the Alaska Legislature. For today's question of the day, we asked them, how do you feel about the defined contributions retirement system known as Tier 4? Are you interested in any changes to it? And what do you think needs to be changed? Here's how they answered at an October 9th forum we hosted with the Juneau Empire and the League of Women Voters of Juneau.
My name is Andy Story, and I'm running for State House in District 34.
Yes, I think we need to change to going back to defined benefit or defined contribution to having a choice for that. I think that it really helps retain. I know when we've been talking about crime and talking with many police officers, they have said that to be able to retain and keep police officers is important to look at our benefits and go back to offering a defined benefit defined benefit, defined contribution. I know our Senator Egan had a bill on this, and he was showing that we actually would save money going out. We would save money to the state coming back. Part of it is right now our teachers come, I'm using teachers as an example, maybe for 5 years, and then they can take their 401k, it be portable, it goes with them, and we have less of a pool and people keeping in and growing the interest off of that.
This is Jerry Nan Curvis, candidate for House District 34.
I am a retired Tier 1 employee with defined benefits, not defined contributions. And as I walked around the community this summer, I was surprised at how many young workers said they liked the defined benefits, the defined contributions, because that allowed them to go somewhere else. Many millennials now don't do what I did, which is join a department, for me, a police department, and spend 20 to 25 years there. A lot more of the workforce now spends 5 to 7 years somewhere and will have five careers as they go through their adult life. I like both plans. I don't know how much traction they will get in the House. What we currently have, though, is we've got approximately 100,000 eligible members.
Thank you, Jerry.
I'm Sarah Hannon, and I'm running for House District 33. I support restoration of the defined benefit system for public employees in Alaska. 10 years ago, when we did away with that system, we were able to predict that it would create a huge problem for our professional workers, and we've now seen it. Public safety officers is the one that gets talked about the first, educators, but on down the line. And I think our lowest paid public employees are the least likely to be able to save enough in a defined contribution to ever have a benefit package that they could retire on. And I think that's a real shame that we've created a falsehood that you'll never be able to retire with that. Along the way, I know that it's an expense that is going to be hard for us to wrap our heads around. So I'd like to look at the idea of separating from workplace benefits a public health service.
My name is Chris Diamond, and I'm running as an independent candidate to represent all of the residents of District 33.
So as a union member, I really appreciate that I have a defined benefit and that my members have a defined benefit. It gives us a pathway to retire with dignity. It ensures that our members are going to stick around and work this career until the end of their working career. And I think that our state employees and our teachers and our police officers and firemen, they all need that stability to know that at the end of their career, they can retire with dignity and be able to survive in this state. So I support moving back to a defined benefit, or at a minimum having the option of a defined benefit or a defined contribution.
I'm Jesse Keel. I'm running for the Alaska State Senate in Senate District Q.
Well, I wrote Senator Egan's bill, so I'm fond of it. The option of having a real pension, because public workers in Alaska don't earn Social Security like the private sector and often stand to lose private sector Social Security benefits they have earned, that option will reduce turnover. It will save the state money in the near term, and it will be cost neutral or better for Alaska in the long term. And when I talk about saving money, remember that recruiting, equipping, and training a new police officer in Juneau or Haines is more than $150,000 local tax dollars. A state trooper is $190-some thousand. The beauty of a choice is if you plan to leave Alaska soon, you can choose the defined contribution and take your retirement account with you. If you plan to stay and retire here, you can choose a pension.
I'm Don Etheridge, running as an independent for Senate seat Q. I support going back to the defined benefit program. We've become a training state for every other country and its city in the state. And Juneau has especially become a very good training ground for Anchorage because they pay so much better in Anchorage than we do here. And without having a decent retirement, it doesn't give people an incentive to stay here. And if you give them a portable retirement system, they'll stay here, they'll get their training, and they'll go somewhere else anyway. So I think we need to have a defined benefit to encourage people to stay and work off some of the training costs that we've put into them.
That was the question of the day to our legislative candidates. There's a kind of foam used to suppress oil fires, but that foam can leach into the environment and contaminate groundwater. In Fairbanks, it's been detected close to some airports and military bases where routine drills occur. It's also cropping up in other places around the state. Elizabeth Jenkins from Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
Kelly McLaughlin's family has owned property in Gustavus since the 1960s, what was once part of an old territorial homestead. Most of that is close to the airport. And this past summer, she learned the state was testing water wells nearby for contaminants, specifically a compound known as PFAS. Many of the residents of Gustavus are on their own water system, including McLaughlin. So she asked the state to test her water, too. She says it took some convincing, but in September, she got the results back. And she was floored. Her well tested positive for the contaminant. It had twice as much as the federal government advises for human health.
You don't think that the water that you've been drinking and assume is safe is poisoned. Like, that's not a thought that crossed my mind ever. I wasn't prepared for the results to be that bad.
The state is providing McLaughlin's home with shipped-in jugs of water. 11 other wells also qualify, and this isn't an isolated event. A spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Transportation said this is a growing national issue. That's what tipped off the state to test the wells near the Gustavus Airport. Over the summer, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a report suggesting the chemical compound known as PFAS may be more hazardous to health than previously thought. McLaughlin says she stayed awake at night, thinking about the impact this could have on her family.
My daughter, of course, drinks the bath water, and there's no keeping kids from engaging with the contaminated water.
Exposure to the chemical compound has been linked to an increased risk of cancer. It can affect growth and learning development in children and interfere with hormone levels. McLaughlin says she'd like the state to provide some kind of blood test to the residents. But so far, they haven't made the offer.
No, and I've asked and asked and asked, and I've given every reason that I can think of. I mean, I wanted my breast milk tested. I would like my blood tested and my kids' blood tested.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services didn't respond in time for this story about whether they'd be offering any additional test. In the meantime, McLaughlin is considering paying for her own to at least get a baseline for her medical records. She's still hoping the state will be responsive.
This was nobody's fault. Like, nobody knew, as far as I know, nobody knew how bad these chemicals were. Nobody knew how far they would travel. The DOT definitely did not intentionally poison the people in Gustavus, but it happened.
Now, she says the ball is in the state's court to make this right. A spokesperson for the Department of Transportation says they're working with an engineer to start to develop some long-term solutions. And the state is taking public comment until November 5th to develop some enforceable levels for the chemical compound beyond the federal guidelines. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.